Hey, it's Matt McClure of Active Wealth Management and host of Take Pride in Retirement. Are you worried about outliving your retirement savings? Nationwide's Peak 10 fixed indexed annuity is designed to help you feel secure and confident. With Nationwide Peak 10, you'll receive protection for your principal, keeping it safe from market downturns, growth opportunities tied to market indexes but not invested directly in the market, guaranteed lifetime income, and protection for your loved ones with spousal income options and a death benefit. Call me now, 855-246-9211, or go to TakePrideInRetirement.com to connect with me and learn how Peak 10 can help you retire with confidence. That's TakePrideInRetirement.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its other entities are associated or affiliated with Active Wealth Management.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Matt McClure here with you, your friend, your advisor, your pal, and your confidant. Thanks so much for being a part of things. Really do appreciate it. As always, this is Take Pride in Retirement, of course, and it's the podcast where we help LGBTQ folks like you really plan for a confident, secure, and authentic retirement. That really is what it boils down to, you know, just being able to be your own true self and live authentically and with pride in your retirement years. So whether you're just getting started or you are, you know, already living your best post-work life here, I'm so glad to talk with you and walk with you every step of the way along this journey. Really do appreciate you taking the time for little old me. And that really is all I'm going to say about that, because the gratitude really is just 100% authentic. And I thank you so much. Okay, so a couple of things, couple of housekeeping things as the show begins. Of course, as always, 100% free of any cost and any obligation, just like listening to the show. It's that easy. There is a free consultation that I can offer you as well for your financial situation. And because it really everything about your finances in your retirement years has to do with your individual situation. You know, everybody's different, just like all the different colors of the rainbow, right? Everybody's different. And no two people's financial situations are the same, right? So nobody's, you know, what worked for your friend or your coworker or your aunt, your uncle, your mom, your dad, whomever, it may have been a great plan for them, not necessarily a great plan for you because your situation is different. Odds are exactly what they did is not going to be exactly what you need to do. So I would encourage you to do a couple of things. One of those is to reach out via the website. It's TakePrideInRetirement.com. TakePrideInRetirement.com. You can also call me at 855-246-9211. 855-246-9211 is the number to call. And by the way, when you go to the website, TakePrideInRetirement.com, you can go to the top of the webpage and schedule a consultation right there, you know, just directly into my calendar with no further hassle or issue or any of the things, right? Okay, so it's that easy to schedule that consultation. Just go, once again, online, TakePrideInRetirement.com. We're also on the socials. I am on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads even. It's search for Take Pride in Retirement, any of those places. And I'd appreciate it if you'd give me a follow and like some of the posts and all the things. Also on YouTube, the full episodes now get uploaded to the YouTube channel along with a lot of different highlights, shorts, all the things. So chances are, you know, there's a ton of content now. We've done almost 60 episodes of the show. And so that means, of course, there's a lot of content out there that maybe if you have a question or a concern, maybe I've addressed it before. So just go and look back at those different episodes, either on YouTube, via the website, or wherever you get your podcasts. And yeah, that would be probably right where you're listening to me today, because hey, this is a podcast after all. All right, so a lot of great stuff to get to here on this particular episode. Today, I'm going to dive into a five-step guide to get your retirement plan in shape this summer. You know, we often think about getting in shape for summer, right? I need to do a much better job of that. But getting in shape for the summer months and getting that beach bod ready, we're going to tone up your retirement and your retirement plan. Get that in shape here as summer approaches. Why LGBTQ plus individuals face unique planning needs and how I can help you with those needs. How to maximize Social Security benefits, particularly if you are a same-sex couple. That's an important thing, an important consideration. What rising inflation means for your purchasing power as well. So we'll go through all of that and a little bit more, maybe a couple of surprises along the way. Good ones, I hope. But first, let's get things started with some inspiration for this conversation. We'll do that with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this week's quote comes from an unknown person, known as Anonymous. And it says, retirement is when you stop living at work and begin working on living. Retirement is when you stop living at work and begin working on living. Boy, isn't it the truth. You know, you spend so much time. We spend so much time at our jobs. We spend so much time, working for a living. And so how about you begin working on living in your retirement years? It's really a turning a corner type situation. Or if you want to look at it another way, it's like you reach the end of the finish line to your working years, but then you cross the starting line to your retirement years. And that is really supposed to be the time of your life, right? You've got to make sure that you plan for it, though, have a solid plan in place, and make sure too that you are prepared to live and have a plan that honors your life, your relationship, your goals, all the things. And so, you know, whether you're planning by yourself or as a couple, a chosen family type situation that you have, no matter who you are, where you come from, who you love, how you identify, or how much money you have. There are no minimums to work with me as far as a dollar amount. I'm just here to help. You know, from estate planning for unmarried partners, tax strategies for dual income households, I've got you covered. So again, give me a call, 855-246-9211. 855-246-9211, or you can go to the website. It's takeprideinretirement.com. If you're watching the video version of the show, you'll see it scrolling there along the bottom of the screen as you watch along on the old YouTubes. All right, so as the anyway, as I said a few minutes ago, I was going to try and sound smarter than I am, which is not a very high bar, but it didn't quite work out for me. Anyway, as I said a few minutes ago, we're going to go into this kind of step-by-step guide for retirement planning for LGBTQ plus folks. And I think that there are a lot of great little tidbits in here that you can probably take and apply to your life and your situation. Some of them may seem like, oh, well, yeah, duh, you know, thanks for that information, Matt, appreciate that. No, there really are some things in here that seem basic, but can get complicated in a hurry. You know, I was just talking to a couple of friends earlier, and we were saying about how they're also in the business. And we were saying about how, you know, if I had a dime for every time that somebody told me, oh, I don't even know if I should bring this thing up, it's so minor, it's so minute. But that one little thing has been the game changer for people so many different times. And they were saying that just happens so often. And so, yeah, let's get a deep dive done of your situation, because that's what it's all about finding those minute little things and also doing the little things as we're going to go through in this list. Some of them huge, some of them, you know, a little bit smaller maybe, but they all need to get your attention because they are the steps along the way. All right. Number one, set your retirement goals. Now, I told you this one is one of those that seems pretty like, yeah, that's kind of obvious, but at the same time, is it as obvious as you think it is? And is it as easy as you think it is? Because you're like, oh, well, I enjoy traveling, so I'm going to travel a lot in retirement. Okay, great. That's one goal. What are your other goals? You know, what kind of life do you want to live post-retirement? Where do you feel safe and affirmed to live in your retirement years? How's your income going to support yourself, your partner, if you have a partner, or your spouse? But speaking of the partnership situation, unmarried partners, if you're not legally married, you know, you've got to take special considerations into account. A little bit more planning goes into it, and there could be some more, you know, documents that have to be signed. There will be, depending on your situation, of course. And yeah, it just really comes down to the importance of analyzing your own situation and making the adjustments and coming up with the plans based on that. Because, you know, I can't plan for you. You can't plan for yourself based on somebody else, right? Based on somebody else's experience. It's all about you. 52% of people, just 52% in a recent study, say that they've calculated what they're going to need income-wise to retire. Just over half. So let's change that. You know, and the LGBTQ plus community, as resilient as we are, we often define and redefine what retirement looks like. Whether it's, you know, traveling with your spouse, like I said before, supporting LGBTQ plus causes, building chosen family connections, those are all things to consider. And it all comes down to what you want and you value and what you treasure for your retirement years. Number two is to build a smart financial plan and build that plan with a pro, with a financial pro who gets you, who understands you, who, you know, maybe hasn't necessarily walked in your exact shoes and, you know, had a situation that is exactly the same as yours is today, but someone who understands, who is part of the same LGBTQ plus community. If you're still working, part of that smart financial plan is to really up your savings and maximize that as much as possible. So if you're still working, aim to save 15% of your income. Make that your goal. And you might say, oh my gosh, that's such a high number. And, you know, yeah, it might be that can be your goal. Like, you don't have to start there, right? But maybe that's what you're going to aim for. So let's say if you, while you're working, if you save that 15%, let's say you make $100,000 a year gross, so before taxes, and you invest 15% of it, that's $15,000, into, say, ETFs or something that's going to give you an average annual return of about 8%. So if you get that 8% return year after year, after 25 years, you'll have just shy of $1.1 million. That $100,000 a year salary, you know, you take that 15% of it, so $15,000, invest that for 25 years. The power of compound interest means that's $1.1 million. And that's assuming that you never increase your contribution amount. You could up that every few years, let's say, and really turbocharge your retirement savings. And so, you know, of course, compound interest means that it's interest on earned on top of interest that's already been credited to that account. So, you know, say if you have invested a total of $100,000 and that interest is then credited, that 8% interest, let's say, since we're using that number, 8% interest gets credited, and you've got $108,000. Well, the next year, that $108,000 is what the next 8% gets added onto. And so it goes from there. It's like a snowball. It just really, really builds, because essentially that 108 becomes your new principal as far as that next year is concerned. So, you know, you might want to invest in things like LGBTQ plus inclusive companies or funds if you're building this plan and working on, you know, getting that fit to that 15% number. Can help you also protect your assets with legal documents that, you know, I can, obviously I'm not a lawyer, but I can, of course, refer you to people who can help you get that done. Plan for benefits for a partner, regardless of legal marriage status. Can also show you kind of what the differences would be if you were to get legally married. That there are, you know, a lot of advantages to that from a social security standpoint, a tax standpoint, all those different things. And we can take a look at that. See if maybe that's something that, if you've been kind of on the fence about it, it could be something that could be advantageous for you from a financial standpoint. So yeah, let's check it out. TakePrideInRetirement.com, by the way, is the website. It's TakePrideInRetirement.com. 855-246-9211. That is the number to give me a ring. All right, so number three here in this step-by-step sort of rundown of how you should be thinking about retirement planning is pay down debt, but do it strategically, do it smartly. Don't just, you know, throw it at the wall, throw money at the wall and see what sticks, right? A mortgage, maybe a credit card debt load that is in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, which I've seen before, that can really weigh you down. That can be like an anchor weighing you down for your retirement plan, as far as your plan goes, as far as your ability to set that 15% goal for yourself and actually make that happen, because so much is having to go to keeping the roof over your head, doing all of the things. And look, a mortgage is for most people the biggest ticket item that we will ever see on our finances. And so, yeah, I get it. Totally, completely get it, because it's a big ticket item. But for LGBTQ plus individuals who may have faced financial exclusion or, you know, student loan burdens, that adds another layer on top of a potential financial burden that others may not face. And so I can help develop, you know, realistic debt reduction strategies to lighten your load before you hit the retirement years. And that's important, because it gives you more flexibility, more ability to save for yourself, more ability to pay yourself first, and future you is going to really be your best friend. Future you is going to thank you for that when you pay yourself first and make sure that you make saving for retirement, investing for retirement, a priority. And when you pay down debt, it frees up so much money to be able to do that, and do it in a smart and strategic way can help you sort of look through all the different things and, you know, get a plan in place that can reduce that debt load and can make sure that you are in a good spot for your retirement years. Number four is to know your Social Security options. Super, super important. You know, same-sex couples back in 2015 gained equal access to Social Security and spousal and survivor benefits after the Obergefell decision and, you know, some other court victories there. But don't really know, some couples still don't know what they qualify for, really, or may not even realize that they qualify for spousal benefits because of years and years and decades and centuries of historical discrimination. So it's hard to get past sort of that mental block, right? But it's there, especially these days. There can be a big mental and emotional block in that particular area. And so, you know, if you work with a pro who understands the Social Security Administration's sort of evolving rules for all families, you know, including maybe trans individuals who've changed legal documentation or names, and making sure that, you know, you understand what's going on, because right now can be a very scary time, especially for the trans community. So work with an individual who understands those challenges and who gets it. And, you know, maybe that guy's me, Matt McClure. TakePrideInRetirement.com is the website. And then, of course, number five here is to keep investing. You know, it's like stick to the plan, make the plan, stick to the plan, work the plan, all the things. And just because you make a plan way back when doesn't mean it's got to stay the same for 40 years. And as a matter of fact, it shouldn't stay the same for 40 years plus.
You still need to be investing even in retirement, but do you need to be investing in the same way that you were when you were 30? No. It changes. Your life changes. Circumstances change. And so over time, you need to understand the different options that you have. Take advantage of things like Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, if your employer offers that option, you know, especially if you expect to be in a higher tax bracket later on. You know, make sure that you have those tax advantage type accounts and tax free accounts, really, if you're talking about a Roth, set up so that you can lessen your tax burden significantly in retirement. And LGBTQ plus retirees often have higher healthcare costs than others, at least historically, and need flexible tax advantage savings. And so I can show you how to convert traditional retirement accounts to Roths, do that over time, strategize for tax efficiency as a couple or as an individual, and then also, you know, use your money to support your values, as we've been saying here. TakePrideInRetirement.com is the website. Once again, that's TakePrideInRetirement.com. And, you know, when you go there, or if you call the number 855-246-9211, it begins kind of the process, right, of working with a financial advisor. And maybe you've never worked with a financial advisor before, or maybe you've worked with someone who is with one of the big, you know, houses, the Edward Joneses and et cetera of the world. Not to name drop, but to, you know, that's just one example. I'm not trying to call them out, but maybe you've worked with somebody who works in a more corporate environment, kind of like that, as aside from someone who is an independent advisor. And that is what I am. You know, I work for you. I am not tied down to one of those big, you know, houses, the big brokerage houses or the, you know, whatever. I am an individual who is affiliated with a registered investment advisor called Brookstone Capital Management, but I am a fiduciary, which means I don't work for them. I work for you. I have to work in your best interest, not my own, not any company that I have an affiliation with. I am legally and morally bound to work in your best interest. So know that going in. And also, I proudly work with LGBTQ plus folks and couples across the country, really. You know, I'm based in Atlanta, so that's where my client base tends to be. But if you're anywhere in the country, yeah, I'll work with you. I get your needs. I love to listen and I love to help people solve problems and issues. You'll receive a free portfolio review and a retirement plan that is customized for you, for your goals, for your identity. I'm going to give you a review of how your investments align with your values, if they do, and if they don't, how can we change that? How can we change that to align with your goals, with what you want to accomplish? Social Security review. I can even review Medicare, make sure you've got good coverage there, and do that with the framing, the understanding of LGBTQ plus issues and challenges and special, you know, special concerns. And have a, you know, conversation about estate planning and health directives that are tailored to your individual situation, whether it's a chosen family, a partnership situation, a spouse family situation, whatever it might be. Again, TakePrideInRetirement.com. So, did you know, by the way, and speaking of Social Security a second ago, that Social Security has sort of crossed another milestone? You know, last year we saw the highest number of 401k millionaires that we ever saw, according to reports. And this year, Social Security, that, you know, another retirement vehicle, retirement income vehicle, has crossed a very special milestone, or is going to cross a very special milestone this month, according to reports. As of this month, June of 2025, the average Social Security check is scheduled to or expected to surpass $2,000. And you say, well, yay, that's awesome. And yeah, you know, it's good to cross a milestone that's going up, you know, something that's in a positive direction there. But the thing is, the buying power of that money, how far that money goes,
it continues to decline. You know, I mean, the spending power of those dollars and cents that you get from the Social Security Administration, it doesn't go as far as it used to. And there were several, you know, examples of studies and situations that and surveys that have shown this. And that can be especially hard for LGBTQ plus folks, retirees who may not have traditional family support or inherited wealth and that sort of thing. So what I want to encourage you to do, and especially, you know, now I spoke about it last week on the show, I am a registered Social Security analyst, RSSA. That's what that means down beside my name if you're watching the video version of the show. And I am now someone who has taken the time to get the education and the certification to hold myself out as someone who has got this training and can analyze your particular situation using special software, using the knowledge that I now have, using all the things, and really taking a deep dive into your situation as far as Social Security goes. You've got to plan for Social Security. And what I would encourage you to do is to make it your backup, make it your kind of play money or your play check, and not your main plan. Too many people, even still today, rely mainly on Social Security for their income in retirement. Not good. It's not the thing that you want to have happen, right? And so, especially because, you know, by, I think the latest report was 2033-ish, less than 10 years from now, the Social Security Trust Fund, the Old Age and Survivors and Disability Insurance Trust Fund, is slated to run out of money. And so that doesn't mean that Social Security will be broke. It'll go back to being this pay-as-you-go kind of system that it was originally set up as. But there are a minute amount of people paying into the system for the people who are retiring now and claiming Social Security as compared to when the system first started back in the 1930s. And so that means that after that happens, after the trust fund runs out of money, Social Security is only going to be able to pay, you know, still the majority, but still less than full benefits, let's say. About probably 3/4 is the number that I've seen the most. And so you've got to plan for that. You've got to plan for the just in case, the what if, because that's if nothing happens. Now, I'm a firm believer that something's going to have to happen. There's going to have to be some action taken in Washington. Of course, getting anybody to agree that the sky is blue in Washington on any given day is a challenge right now, especially. You know, you could say, oh, it's Friday, and then somebody across the aisle, no, it's not. It's Thursday. It's always been Thursday, and it always will be Thursday. No, it's just people will disagree about the dumbest stuff, and it's pretty infuriating. But I'm thinking that this is one of those things, because it would be political suicide, really, to not do something about Social Security, because it just would. I mean, it's such a huge driver of income, something people rely on for their income in retirement. It's such a huge economic boost to people 65 and up especially, but, you know, of course, starting at 62, when you're first eligible to claim those benefits. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenging few years and an uncertain few years. So what you need to do is make sure that you've got a plan for income for what you will need going in. And then that Social Security check every month can be the cherry on top, not what you're relying on each and every day, but the cherry on top for your retirement years. And maybe the, you know, money that you use to take that cruise or to take that other vacation going somewhere around the world. TakePrideInRetirement.com is the website. Once again, that's TakePrideInRetirement.com. Another thing that is hitting folks hard, and you know, of course, like speaking about Social Security, we get cost of living adjustments each and every year in Social Security. Sometimes that adjustment is zero if there's super low inflation, or if prices don't change year over year. Maybe there's deflation. You know, the prices actually go down year over year. There can be zero change in Social Security, but technically every year we do get a cost of living adjustment for Social Security recipients. And that means that you are supposed to be keeping up with the rate of inflation. That's what the cost of living adjustment is. It's based on a certain measure of inflation every year. Now, the real cost of inflation and the government number that it's based on, that the COLA, the cost of living adjustment, is based on, those are two different things, really. And so is that COLA actually keeping up with the real cost of living? Usually not. And so that is really having a big impact on LGBTQ plus retirees, especially on everybody, of course, but on LGBTQ plus retirees also. And I'll tell you why here momentarily. But it's a concern, obviously, especially because we've seen high inflation rates these past few years. And, you know, it's been coming down, of course, for a couple of years here, which has been good, but still prices are trending higher. Just they're going up at a slower rate than they were before. So the Retirement Risk Survey found that rising costs affected retirees across the board, but LGBTQ plus individuals may face things like higher healthcare costs, especially for things if, like, you know, in retirement, you are HIV positive, HIV care, gender affirming care, private insurance is going to be, you know, more a bigger burden than perhaps for others, especially if you have certain health conditions. Like, they can't deny you coverage, but for something pre-existing, but you could certainly be paying a higher premium. LGBTQ plus individuals may also face, you know, less access to employer pensions and spousal benefits, especially if you're not legally married there, higher housing instability, particularly for trans people or, you know, people of color as well who are retirees. There's housing instability there. The numbers show that. That's borne out in surveys. And so what I aim to do is build inflation-resistant strategies, including guaranteed income solutions and personal pensions, that will grow over time. There are different ways that we can do that, so that you're not just bringing in that same amount each and every year. You'll have something that is structured to give you a raise every year in your retirement. You can have guaranteed income that's going to last the rest of your life, no matter how long that life may be. And so if that is something that sounds good to you, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, or something like you might be in need of, go to takeprideinretirement.com, especially if you are in what's known as the retirement red zone. And before I go, I want to make sure that everyone is aware what the retirement red zone is. It's essentially the 5 to 10 years before you retire and the 5 to 10 years into retirement. And that's called the retirement red zone because you want to move from the growth phase, the accumulation phase. You want to be transitioning there into the preservation phase. You've won, and I said this a couple of weeks ago on the show, you have won the game. Stop playing the game. Preserve that win, you know, preserve what you have. Yeah, still get some growth, but turn to more guaranteed sources of growth, something that you can get a steady rate of return and a reasonable rate of return each and every year on that investment. But you want to take the risk off the table because you don't have the runway that you used to, the long time period that you used to make up for any losses that you may experience. So what you want to do is take some of that money, move it into something safer, and get yourself that guaranteed income that you know is going to be there no matter what. You know it's going to be there no matter what. So that's what the retirement red zone is and why it's important. And so if you are in that window, 5 to 10 years before retirement, 5 to 10 years into retirement, do not hesitate to reach out. I really want to talk to you about your situation because you need to be protected from market downturns. You need to have a lifetime income plan. You need to make sure that your estate plan includes your spouse or your partner, even if you are not legally married. And we've got different resources that we can take advantage of to make sure that that is the case. Because what I really want you to take away from this show each and every week that I do this show, but what I want you to take away from it this episode in particular is that I every day celebrate you and your story and your experience. And I want to help you protect your future. I encourage you to, especially if you're in that retirement red zone, like I just talked about, schedule a free of any cost, no obligation consultation with me. I'll do that deep dive into your finances, find out how much you're paying in fees, find out what your, the allocation, your asset allocation is, find out what your level of risk is inside that portfolio, all those things. And come up with a plan that I feel is best for you based on your current circumstances. And hey, if you are in a good place, if you are in a solid position right now, I'll tell you, I'll let you know. But chances are I can make an improvement. And chances are it can be a significant improvement for you and your situation and give you a secure retirement, a retirement that you can take pride in. That is the goal. So go to takeprideinretirement.com. That's takeprideinretirement.com. Click on the schedule a consultation button, takeprideinretirement.com. Or you can do me a favor by giving me a call, 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211 is that number. And if I don't answer immediately, leave a message there on the system. I will give you a call back and follow up because I feel like, you know, it's so important. This is just too important to leave your retirement years to chance. Don't do that. Don't go into it blind. Don't go into it just saying, okay, yeah, no, I'll probably be fine. It doesn't work that way. Make a plan, stick to the plan, and be willing to change the plan as circumstances change, right? TakePrideInRetirement.com or 855-246-9211. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the show, folks. Thank you so much for joining me for this Take Pride in Retirement episode. I'll see you again next week with a brand new one. Again, follow me on all the socials, do all the things. I would appreciate it very much. Leave comments and ratings that are positive. If you've got negative ratings to leave, please don't do that. No, comments, sure, I'll take them. But you know, if you've got, if you don't like something that I say, just don't hit a thumbs down because it doesn't do good things for the algorithm. But I appreciate hearing feedback. I appreciate hearing encouragement. I appreciate all of the things. And yeah, maybe sometimes that even includes constructive criticism. I do appreciate that also. So I thank you for taking time, for spending time with me, taking time out of your busy schedule to join little old me on my show, Take Pride in Retirement. Thank you, thank you, thank you so, so much. And we'll see you again next time. And until then, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Matt McClure and Active Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
When planning for retirement, trust is everything. And that's just one way Nationwide's Peak 10 Fixed Index Annuity stands out. With Nationwide Peak 10, you will benefit from protection for your principal, shielding your initial investment from market downturns, growth opportunities linked to market performance without the risk of direct market exposure, and a guaranteed income stream you can never outlive. Nationwide's reputation for reliability means you can plan for tomorrow and have confidence today. Call us now at 855-246-9211 or go to takeprideinretirement.com to connect with an advisor and learn how Peak 10 can help secure your financial future.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its other entities are associated or affiliated with Active Wealth Management.